In the finance meeting, I put together a little step-by-step process, kind of making it, instead of a multi-page document, how we did it in the last two buyout processes. We have just to familiarize your audience with this, is we're in phase three of permanent flood protection buyouts. These phase three had obviously two previous phases that we had used a policy and procedure to purchase properties in Valley City. You know, whenever you do that, it's always good for the commission to review that process to see if we can tweak it, make it better, make it more, let's just say, clear to the public how we get to the bottom line in the prices of these properties. So that's what was considered. And then later on, there was a discussion, if you remember the previous commission meeting, it was approved by the commission to move forward to request money for the phase three buyouts. So one is requesting money from the State Water Commission, for buyouts for permanent flood protection. And the other one was the process and how we go about buying these homes. And so there was, if you remember in a previous commission meeting, there was a discussion about they wanted to review that process to see if we could tweak it and make it better.
Is that formula going to change or stay the same? Why the changes?
Well, there hasn't been really any changes proposed yet. So what we're in the process of doing is looking at the process and allowing the commission some time to think about it and to find new ways to maybe approach a particular issue. For example, right now, if we were to purchase your house today, our process is very clear. Now, this process has also been presented to the State Water Commission, and they've approved it. So if we do some changes, we'd have to do the same thing. But it's been our experience that the State Water Commission wants to let local government govern. And if they have any issues with their internal policies, then they'll make it known to us and then we'll comply. But until that time, they typically allow the cities to govern. But in this particular case, getting back to the process, I want to be clear that right now there really isn't any real changes that have been proposed. Some discussion has been made, and right now the commission is considering what to do in the future. Getting back to your thing, right now our process is this. You have two different options in the beginning. One is you can accept the assessed value of your house plus 10%. Now, the assessed value of your house is what Sandy Hansen, our city assessor, actually does and reevaluates your house anywhere between 5 to 7 years to see, make sure that it's appropriately valued so that proper property taxes can be assessed against the home. Now, that is online. That's you can find that by calling up the county courthouse, and you probably get an annual tax statement that gives that very number. So that's one way to sell your property to the city. The other way is to work with the city and pay 50% of an appraisal of your property. And what we have seen in the past, and you asked the question, what was some of the problems, is that in the past we have seen that the appraisal was sometimes twice what the assessed value of the house was. And so that's sticker shock, okay? And how do we approach that, and how do we keep going with buyouts when those prices get so big? And that is the big discussion, and what and rightfully so, I might add, brings alarm bells to everybody's heads. We need to make sure that we are doing this the right way and doing this in a way that provides accountability.
Where are we at now with the State Water Commission? We know about the budget constraints as we head into the 2017 legislative session. Has any city official been in contact recently with the State Water Commission? And if so, what is the buy? Or what is the ask? What's been the ask for this phase?
In the past, we've reported that the State Water Commission has allocated $18 million to phase two permanent flood protection for Valley City. It's part of the 80-20 split cost share agreement between the city and the State Water Commission. The State Water Commission has committed, as part of the 80%, 18 million. So that means about 22 million, 22.5 million is available for phase two permanent flood protection. Now that includes the buyouts, that includes one of the things that we need to do is, as a city, is to build a building to store our permanent flood protection equipment. And those would be the planks, the aluminum planks, and the support equipment. And that's going to be part of the ask as well. So you, the question, getting back to your question, so I can, I'm kind of making a roundabout thing here. But last Wednesday, day before yesterday, there was a State Water Commission meeting. We went, and at that meeting, if you remember in the June, let's see, what, the June 21st meeting, the commission approved to go ahead and apply for the release of funds for phase two permanent flood protection from the State Water Commission. So Wednesday, that State Water Commission meeting held, considered the request from Valley City. We requested three different funds to be released out of that $18 million. The first one was phase two permanent flood protection to start the engineering on that. The second request was for the phase three buyouts in Valley City. So I know we're talking a lot of phases here, it gets confusing, but we asked for that money. And then finally we asked for a release of funds for a building to store that. The first two requests were granted. The third one, the State Water Commission requested additional research and investigation on that. We said no problem. We would do that and get back with him for that request. So the first two phases, around $4 million were released by the State Water Commission for phase two buyouts and phase three buyouts and phase two permanent flood protection work. Phase two is just for engineering, pre-construction, preliminary engineering for phase two construction and permanent flood protection. So that it wasn't a big ask there.
Okay.
The bigger ask was for the phase three buyouts, and that's
where
we get started.
That's pending.
And that's the 75-25 split. So the city pays 25%, they pay 75%.
In the phase three buyouts.
But
that is still pending.
No, that one is not pending. It's that one's been approved.
Okay. Been approved.
The only one that's pending is for the building. Okay.
For that building to store.
Yes.
That's the
right
one that's pending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is phase one complete or nearing completion?
Yes. Matter of fact, the public probably has seen this, but work in progress is going very well there. Sometime this fall, it should be all buttoned up. Everything should be cleaned up. So it's going to be completed this year, this construction season, phase one, and we'll be able to, if you go down by College Street, you'll see that that's nearly all completed.
Phase one was about $40 million approved, or I'm trying to...
That's a fair question. Right now, between last biennium, 13-15, and this biennium, 16-17,
okay.
That there's a total of approximately $40 million that's been earmarked to Valley City by the state legislature and the State Water Commission.
That's 2 years.
That's two bienniums, okay? And so the first biennium was the phase one building, which was, if you add up all the buyouts and add up the actual phase one work, you're looking at around $17-18 million, okay? And now phase two, which is what we're working on right now. We just asked initial monies for the engineering on that. That was an additional $22 million that has been, with $18 million coming from the state and about four and a half coming from the city as our 20% cost share. That's this biennium, and that's what we're working on. So we haven't spent any of the phase two money yet, so that $22 million hasn't been spent yet, but it's been allocated to the city of Valley City.
Okay.
So we're kind of catching up, if you will. Our hope is to break ground in 2017 with phase two permanent flood protection work. And if you remember, I'm going to remind you and your audience that phase two is going to focus on Main Street, critical infrastructure of our substation down there by the old powerhouse. These are areas that we can get done with the monies that were granted from the state. And if we can go any further, we will do that. But right now, we're going to look at those areas to get fixed.
So East Main and near the old substation.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, that the working
for phase two.
Yeah, electrical substation there,
okay.
and then Main Street, as you know. Every time we have a flood, Main Street seems to be closed off, and it affects our downtown merchants. It affects how we get through town. It's an incredible inconvenience and economic hardship every time we have a flood. And so this becomes a priority in phase two.
Phase three, what area of the city is that again?
Well, that is a great question. As far as priority, that has not been made yet by the commission. If you remember earlier this year, KLJ did a geotech study of the entire town and created a plan for permanent flood protection throughout the entire city. We had multiple public meetings throughout town, and we showed the citizens what the plans were. But anybody that attended those meetings, they understand that it was very, let's just say, the options are varied. And it will depend upon the money available and the people that live there. And so these are going to be discussions and decisions that will have to be made in the future. If we try to make those permanent now, things change between now and then, and it would be impossible to enforce. So right now we have a general overall plan that KLJ has put together. That plan is for permanent flood protection throughout the city. But again, that plan, whether it's going to be flood walls or clay levees, that's all going to be decided in the future.
And part of that was some of those meetings that we had earlier this year from the public, some of their input would be included.
That's correct.
Okay.
Specifically, we were looking at in those public meetings to get all of the property owners in those areas that have been asking the questions, get them together and show them what the potential is here, what the city will have to make some decisions on in the future. If you were at those meetings, you would have seen multiple plan A, plan B, plan C, and you know where we could put the flood wall, what would have to be bought, purchased. It was an interesting time, and it's kind of complicated, but it is good to know that there is a plan on the table that's built so that it can be adjusted for the circumstances.